Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to a recent national survey, 71% of Americans are not saving enough for retirement, 58% feel the same or less secure than last year, and 46% have less savings today than they expected they would 5 years ago. Our next guest says that employers should be taking initiatives toward changing these numbers, so he has some suggestions he's going to share with us today on how they can help employees become retirement ready. Chris Beard is a certified financial planner with Gateway Wealth Strategies. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
First of all, share with us a little more about this survey. Where did this survey come from?
Well, the survey is from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau back in 2016. And the gist of it is that employees, just even though the economy is improving, are not feeling more secure about their retirement.
Were you surprised when you saw these numbers?
Candidly, no. Unfortunately, employees by and large have not done a tremendous job over time of getting out of their own way and preparing for retirement. Obviously, life's expensive. There are financial needs that occur, but we just have to plan for the future. It's part of it. And Mike, you know, it's important to point out that an unhappy employee who would much rather be retired probably isn't the most productive employee you have either. So there's a vested interest in employers optimizing their retirement program and trying to get employees closer to being retirement ready.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into some of these suggestions that you have for the employers in our audience today.
The first one would be considering automatic enrollment into the plan. This is akin to one's health insurance. Every year, employees, if you offer a health insurance program, have to sign a form for what they choose in their insurance program, or if they opt out of your insurance program. Your retirement plan really doesn't have to be any different. Traditionally, retirement programs, 401ks, people opted in. And there's really no reason employees shouldn't just have to opt out instead. Automatic enrollment is part of the law from 2006, and the national averages show that 97% of employees that are automatically enrolled stay in the plan.
All right. What's next?
There's another option as well, which you can automatically escalate what an employee contributes to the plan. You can set a percentage increase annually to continue their path toward retirement readiness and saving more. Think of it this way. If an employee gets a raise, they get a 3% raise, and you increase by 1% per year in terms of what's going into the retirement program, ultimately, they will be saving more money for the future. From larger plans across the country, the data show that employees would prefer if that escalation kept increasing to where they hit the maximum. By escalating what they put in the plan over time, ultimately they're going to be closer to being retirement ready when they're ready to be.
What's next?
Another option is paralysis by analysis. Cut the investment line up. You know, there's a reason that the Costcos of the world have two types of ketchup instead of 20. Fewer options tend to lead to better decisions and quicker decisions for employees.
So you're saying that employers are offering too many investment choices?
That's exactly what's happening.
Well, Chris, when I look at employer plans, I see target date funds.
Correct. Target date funds are designed to coincide with when someone would reach normal retirement age. They're more aggressive earlier in an employee's life and become more conservative as they approach retirement.
And so is that a good thing?
It's a really good thing for employees because those funds are being managed for them. More often than not, the target date funds being managed by professionals ultimately result in better outcomes than employees doing it themselves. Additionally, target dates can be used as a qualified default investment alternative inside 401k plans. The employer can default them into the target date fund. That can limit the employer's fiduciary liability as well. Though it's important to point out that employers still have oversight.
Well, Chris, great information. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Chris Beard is a certified financial planner with Gateway Wealth Strategies, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.